this morning. That is what we are here for, of course. And as you know, Peterborough City Council has approved its budget for the next financial year. Councillors voted in favour of proposals that will allow the authority to effectively loan up to £20 million and put up council tax by 5%. The ruling Conservative Party says the moves will help protect frontline services, but opposition councillors have their concerns over the plans. It's the second year in a row the council have had to be bailed out by this type of government agreement. I spoke to Deputy Leader Wayne Fitzgerald earlier.
We have a need to set a balanced budget, and a balanced budget was duly set after consideration of all the input from all the other parties. It was done, and I'm pleased about that, yes.
So £20 million can now be loaned. That is quite the pot of money, and it will need to be paid back. How are you going to do that?
Well, we factored that into our capital programme, and just like we do with any other debt that the council has on an ongoing basis, we borrow every year for certain things. That's been factored into the budget and will be paid back. But indeed, the important thing is here that we get on a firm financial footing as soon as we can. And I'm confident that the Conservative government will do that as soon as they can. They have recognised the unique position Peterborough is in. And that conversation is underway, and we hope to finalise that the sooner the better.
Deputy Leader Wayne Fitzgerald speaking to me earlier. There was added drama during last night's meeting as it was decided by the Conservative councillors to go straight to the vote on the budget rather than having the usual pre-vote debate. Nicola Day is a Green Party councillor. Good morning. Thank you so much for being with us, Councillor Day. Dramatic scenes, it seems, from last night. Just explain to us what happened.
Hi, Louise. Yes, it was very dramatic and very frustrating for opposition councillors last night because the Conservatives voted together to move immediately to voting on the budget, which meant there was no debate, no opposition councillors could speak. We did hear for 15 minutes from the Cabinet Member for Finance, who accepted the opposition's amendments, criticised some of those amendments, but moved straight to the vote. So we felt it was really undemocratic, actually. The point of council meetings is to have debates on these issues, and we were stifled last night in terms of our chance to debate the budget.
Now, Councillor Sandford said he'd not seen anything like it before. Councillor Hogg said it was a travesty of democracy. 18 councillors, 18, including you yourself, abstained from voting at all because you weren't allowed to debate. Why were you so frustrated by the process?
Well, we really felt that we were not able to scrutinise or even speak at all. I was actually going to say something pretty favourable, actually, but we weren't even allowed to say anything. So many of us had worked really hard on our amendments and on our speeches in support of motions, and we researched our positions. And it was really troubling to not be able to speak about how we felt, particularly about this £20 million of borrowing.
So what would you have said about that £20 million?
Well, I think what I would have said is I would have said that I sincerely hope that central government hold up their promises of fairer funding, which Councillor Seaton referred to. However, the government's track record on delivering such promises to councils has been weak. I do have concerns about borrowing £20 million. This is a deal for councils who can't balance the books usually. We know the government recognises we are underfunded, but instead of funding us properly, it's giving us a loan, like some sort of loan shark, meaning that the budget gap will get bigger for future years.
You put forward an amendment which actually was accepted. Talk us through what that includes.
Yes, so we put a green budget amendment together, which I worked really hard on with officers. This amendment is about employing an energy efficiency officer to promote energy efficiency and retrofitting grants of up to £25 million to eligible households, private and social landlords. And the second phase of the project is the officer will then enable Peterborough to become a leading hub and supply chain for net zero carbon technologies, working with the Combined Authority, with the Growth Hub, with the new University Research Centre and the new Green Skills Centre to hopefully build up Peterborough as a sustainable supply chain and upskill local people in retrofitting skills, so things like heat pumps, PV panels, to ensure that people can have cheaper and more affordable energy. So it was really exciting that passed.
Nicola Day, Green Party councillor, thank you for coming on this morning. So what